Psalm chapter 17, Mishnah 3, a salin shall pass, bread baskets that broke. Shirin bekikara shall pass, the amount that they have to break to become pure again and not susceptible to tumah is when a loaf can fall through, a loaf of bread. Because at that point, that's its primary use. And at that point, if a loaf can fall through, then it's no longer, it's not a bread basket anymore. Yeah. Apifiaros, something called an apifiaros, which he translates here as an espalier. And then he goes on to say it's like vines or something, but there's a better, there's a different thing over here, that it's just some kind of like basket made out of lattice, like that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a lattice work basket. So this basket, this espalier, Shasalin Kanim, that he made from reeds. The reeds were going up and around. Milamatna Lamalan Lechizuk. And what happens is it gets a hole. So like at the bottom of the basket, let's say, gets a hole there. And now he wants to reinforce the hole. So if he reinforces the hole with other U-shaped reeds that he just puts around, right? Around the basket. He just puts like another reed around and across the hole to fix up the hole. So then Tohira, it's still considered pure. He hasn't yet fixed it if all he's done is put the reeds around. But Asla Gapayim, but if he puts rims around, Kol Shein Tmei, then it is now impure again. So if he puts a rim around the top, and then he puts the reeds and connects it to the rim, right, then he's now purified it. Now that's like fixing it up properly. That's not just the U-shaped fixture was not enough. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, if it cannot be picked up by the rims, in other words, the rims have to be strong enough that you could pick it up without the thing falling apart, tahara, that's only when it's pure. Only at that point, would it be considered fixed and impure? Until that point, it's pure.